this week's edition of Sports Lit 101, revisiting a book that we've talked about a couple of times and we'll talk about more in the future.
Yeah, we'll have the author on in the future. It's really, Respect was a great way to sort of lead into this because that's one of the themes and, of course, very much Miss Aretha. Yeah, this is called Searching for Terry Punchout by a guy named Tyler Hellard, H-E-L-L-A-R-D. And it's interesting because it's a novel that follows, in some ways, a tradition in Canadian hockey literature of the estranged enforcer, the guy who's estranged from his family in one way or another. And usually it's the enforcer like Rank in The Antagonist or Bobby Bonaduce in The Good Body by Bill Gaston or by Felix Baturinsky in Roy McGregor's The Last Season, where it's that person's search to find their own redemption, their own place in life after a long period of time doing something that allowed them to have a career but was not maybe what they wanted to do. Here it's a different story. We have Adam McAllister, who lives in Calgary. He's a sports writer, but his sports writing career is really on tenterhooks. He's on his last straw, and he somehow believes that a casual encounter with someone from Sports Illustrated will result in a big paycheck for him and a big breakthrough if he can get back to Nova Scotia and have some kind of rapprochement with his dad, who is known as Terry Punchout, Terry McAllister. But the problem is he's not really sure where Terry's living. He's not really sure how things are going. He's not really sure how he's going to be when he gets there. And he's going to be down on his luck. He's going to be down to the end of his financial health, and his car is old. And he pulls into the far end of Nova Scotia before you get to Cape Breton, the areas between Pictou and Penetin and Canso and out that way. And if you've ever been out to that part of Nova Scotia, it's beautiful, but it rains a lot. And it's a very rainy place. It rains all the time. In fact, a festival they have the weather predictions based on history, and they were really pleased. They picked days, they can get days where only 45% chance of rain. That's the best they can do because the other days they have 80 and 90% chance of rain. So it's a rainy, wet, Eastern Canadian place. Hockey in the East, in the eyes of many Westerners, this is true in the United States and Canada, is thought to be more violent in the East. Certainly, I know when I played in prep school, we played kids from out West. They thought it was a much rougher game, and they didn't always feel it was the cleanest game. But Terry Punchout, the father in the story, is a career, had a good career in the pros, but mostly as a fighter, and he played for the Leafs. Played for the Leafs at a time they were pretty good. And it's the story of Adam going home and thinking he's going to discover one thing and discover a number of very different things. He runs into his past, as would be expected. He runs into an old flame, as would be expected, his old buddies. But he also runs into the ghost of his mother, and I don't mean the ghost in a supernatural sense, but his mother who is gone is someone who he loved very dearly. And he sort of unravels his parents' relationship. He begins to understand his father a little bit. But when he figures his father is living at a certain address, he isn't anymore. His father lives at the rink. Then he has an apartment at the rink, and there's a bar upstairs at the rink, and he drives the Zamboni for the rink. He's the rink guy. And he's revered because he was a famous hockey player, even though in a lot of ways he's not the world's greatest guy. And it's what's interesting is this book is not tied up at the end in a neat bow. It's much like a lot of the best Canadian literature, and that when it's over, you're thinking, well, gee, what happens next? Not in that way that I'm unfulfilled or I felt like I was left hanging, but in that way that you think, boy, this was really a good book. I really enjoyed it. It's very, very well written, and it's not very long. It's only about a couple of hundred pages, I think, maybe not even 200 pages, about 190 pages. And it's from a book, a company in Canada called Invisible Press, and they do Canadian lit. One of the things that I really admire about current literature in Canada is there are publishing houses that are doing their best to make Canadian literature be prominent in Canada. When, you know, something like 80% of the Canadians live within 35 miles of the American border, you can understand why the influence of American media sometimes can dilute the importance of Canadian writers. I'd argue we're in the golden age of Canadian literature of all kinds. But one of the things about this, too, is it's very, very funny. There are times when it's very funny. And there's also an epistolary section, which I like in novels. my brother-in-law, John Appleby, wrote a wonderful novel back in the 70s called Skate. The middle of it was excerpted in Esquire, I think, because it was just an exchange of letters. And what we have here in the middle is he discovers letters between his mother and his father that help him explain a lot of things, not in that old-fashioned way where I came across a diary and now I'm the only one left in the world who can tell you this story, but in a way of understanding a relationship which was was not what he thought it was. It wasn't completely different than what he thought. But what is great is the local color. Anyone that's ever lived in a place where you can have, you know, rainy, foggy places, like we can have, especially right down where I live, we get a lot more fog and rain down near in the Belfast area. But the sense of the rink as a haven for young kids, you know, the rink is where you go. You're at the rink all the time. The way some kids around here talk about spending their winters playing basketball. You know, I was always at the gym. I was a gym rat. I wanted to, you know, I was always doing that, or I always did this outside. The idea, you know, the idea that in that part of Canada, hockey is really your guide to manhood. And then you get a guy whose father's an NHL player and he himself doesn't really care that much for the game. And it creates this wonderful estrangement. And it also echoes so true of the last 40 years in Canada, when opportunities were not available in the Maritimes, people went to Alberta. They went to the oil fields. They went to the sands, the oil sands. They went out to other kinds of things. The way that America had different times where people went west and longed to come back. And that's what there's a lot of that in this book, the sense that he went to Calgary, he comes home, he doesn't really want to be there, he hates it, it's rainy, he thinks it's a lousy place. But then he discovers, in a sense, himself when he's home. And at the end, will he go back to Calgary or will he stay is sort of up in the air. But it's called Searching for Terry Punchout. It's a really good book.
Looking forward to having Tyler on the show to talk with us about it later on this month sometime.
Yep. I think probably the 23rd is cool. They were shooting for.
And what's ahead next week on Sports
Next
Lit?
Week, we're going to talk about a great book called We Want Fish Sticks. I've never read anything as funny and absurd in my life. It's about when the New York Islanders tried to rebrand themselves. And if you think Mike Milbury is a little whacked on TV, let me tell you, read the book. The guy's nuts. But it's really interesting because you look at the way the NFL guards their shield and makes sure that everyone else is guarding theirs. And the NHL in those days was a lot looser. It's just absurd, the mistakes that they were made. It's just they had a guy who bought the team alleging he was worth $300 million and they let the sale go through. It turned out he was worth about $1.50 and they almost lost the whole franchise. It's insane.
Look forward to that coming up next week. By the way, Bruce's book is out, The Trash Detail, collection of short stories, available locally at the Briar Patch.
Yep, they have them at the Briar Patch, and available any bookstore should be able to order it. I mean, if you have to order it online because you're a shut-in or an invalid, that's okay. But try and get to the Briar Patch and buy them there. And the ones there are autographed.
I have my copy now. I'm looking forward to reading it. And rave review from Alan Adams. But I have to share the story. I don't want people to go, well, of course, Alan. You know, he's part of the team. Alan's going to love the book. Alan, at his New Year's gathering yesterday, pulled me aside and said, have you read Bruce's book? I said, no, not yet, but I need to. And he said, it's really good. And the guy said, you seem surprised to me. And he said, well, you know, because it's Bruce. And he didn't mean it because it's Bruce, and we don't expect that. But because, as a friend, you sort of forget how talented your friends can be.
Well, as I said to you earlier, it's the same. I'll go to the theater sometimes, and I'll see Alan in something, and I'll think, Jesus, he was really good. Then I'll think, well, yeah, he was really good in this, and he was really good at. Why am I surprised? It's because I just see him as Alan every day. Or when, you know, I mean, I still remember how great you were in the Red Hot Lovers, and when I saw that, and I said, so that guy's really good. I really, you know. Yeah. But you sort of forget because you see people all the time.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting started on it tonight. Well,
I hope you'll enjoy it.
Bruce Pratt's new book, The Trash Detail. Get it, read it, love it.